Order, order. I don't know what was in lunch today that some members had, but order, order. Has the Honourable Paula Bennett quite finished?
It wasn't the first time that the Speaker had trouble getting the Minister for Social Development and Employment to stop talking.
What you've been doing in the past has not worked. Whanaurua has the potential to.
Is the Minister deaf? I called order several times. She continued to give an answer that was absolutely irrelevant to the question asked.
But Lockwood Smith's desire for relevance was then tested by this request from Labor's broadcasting spokesman, Brendan Burns.
I seek leave to table an email from the Ministers Craig Howie to Scott Spicer and Peter Parasini of TVNZ detailing the Minister's shoe size, shirt size, trouser size and an amended copy of the script which the Minister was now happy with.
Brendan Burns made that request after Labor's finance spokesman, David Cunliffe, asked the Minister of Finance, Bill English, about his role in TVNZ's Plain English program promotion.
Well, Mr Speaker, I understand the member's main concern, as expressed this morning at Select Committee, was that he didn't feature in the promotion alongside me. And to which I can only say, if he had something worthwhile and relevant to say, he would have been in that promotion.
David Cunliffe complained to the Speaker.
The Minister, in response to a straight question, has misrepresented the questioner, and that can't be addressing the question.
Order. Order. Goodness me, I'm not sure where members have been this morning, but it sure wasn't a helpful place.
It was actually committee room number 3, where TVNZ's chief executive, Rick Ellis, had been interrogated by Mr Cunliffe during the Finance and Expenditure Committee's annual financial review of the Crown-owned television company, eventually drawing this admission from Mr Ellis.
In hindsight, we might have made a different judgment call.
Which, back in the chamber, formed the basis for Mr Cunliffe's question to the Minister of Finance.
Now that TVNZ has admitted it was wrong to produce the plain English ad, will he now admit that he was wrong to star in it?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr English said his Labour shadow usually referred to himself as a star, while Mr Cunliffe put the Speaker's patience to a further test.
The Honourable David Cunliffe, point of order.
Clearly I caused offence by referring to the Minister of Finance as a star and I withdraw and apologise.
Back in Select Committee Room 3, Mr Cunliffe had similar success when referring Rick Ellis to a critical comment in the New Zealand Herald about his role as the broadcaster's editor-in-chief when dealing with its shareholding minister.
Well, I don't read the Herald very often. Well, again, I don't have an opinion about the opinion expressed by the editor of the New Zealand Herald, Mr Cunliffe.
If he had made a mistake, TVNZ's chief executive had already put it behind him.
We might slip from time to time in a perceived editorial sense in terms of a promo. We learn from that and we move on.
TVNZ's chief executive, Rick Ellis, answering questions about his marketing department's Plain English program promotion, featuring Bill English, Minister of Finance, and one of TVNZ's 2 shareholding ministers. Back in the chamber now, and Prime Minister John Key got a ticking off from the Speaker for a comment he made in his answer to this question from the Greens co-leader, Materia Toure.
Will the Minister then accept the very kind offer made by Greenpeace to pay for his fare to the climate change conference in Copenhagen in order to demonstrate to the many potential international tourists that New Zealand does take its environmental responsibility seriously?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no, I won't be accepting the cheque from Greenpeace to go to Copenhagen. It's very unlikely that I would be going there. I'll be well represented by Tim Grosser and Nick Smith, and anyway, I'll be far too busy reading the comments from the co-leader of the Green Party about why she thinks Phil Goff's a racist.
Point of order, Materia Toure.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. Mr Speaker, I take exception to that comment. What I said on the radio this morning is absolutely accurate, and I stand by those words. But the description of them by the Prime Minister of this country was derogatory and disgusting, and I ask that it be withdrawn and apologised for.
I'd ask the Prime Minister, that was totally unnecessary, and I'd ask the Prime Minister to stand, withdraw and apologise for that comment.
I'll withdraw the apology.
I thank the Prime Minister.
Order. Question time was followed by the first general debate for several weeks. A regular Wednesday feature, it's been a casualty of urgency, along with the fortnightly debate on local, private and members' bills, which followed it. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.